This episode of TMSPM is brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. Get 10% off your order by using the code MORNING at checkout next time you go to squarespace.com. Tonight on TMSPM, sleepy time for Scott.
Another one doth protest too much.
Ted Cruz and Guy Fieri together at last.
Yay, Depp and Heard, call it quits.
Wonder if it has anything to do with dogs in Australia. Feldman says out loud what everyone is thinking.
App time.
Actually, it's Dan the Tabletop Man. I screwed that up. Yeah. Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream. Shit.
Okay, PM. Oh, I hit it twice. Okay, hold on. PM.
This is the morning stream. But it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM. That's right. There's no AM today. It's all right. On me, man. Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hello, Scott.
There wasn't a show today because Scott forgot. Completely forgot until this morning, which was a bit of a shock to my system, that I had a follow-up appointment with the doctor, and it was the only time they could get me in. So I did not... I forgot about it. So I texted Brian at like 7:30. We can't do a show! And as you said, it worked out okay because you were bombed this morning.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't... Hey, folks in my AA group, I wasn't bombed this morning.
Right.
I was...
He was knackered.
I was pissed drunk. No, wait, that's not it either.
That's not it either. No, you're just busy. You had stuff going on. You had things to do. And it turned out they were all very deadline-y.
And it worked out well.
It may have worked out okay, as much as we hate ever missing shows. Today happened to be that way.
If we're going to have to miss a show, I'd much rather it be on a day where I've got a lot of stuff to do.
And I had to text everybody. I had to get you. I had to tell Daryl. I had to tell Wendy. I had to tell... that's it. That's all I had to tell.
And you know who we didn't tell?
Who did we not tell?
The listeners.
Oh, no, I did on Twitter. I told them.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But I don't know if that's enough, you know?
Because the chat room was like 905. Hey, Brian, is Scott going to be picking up today?
Did you guys? Usually the word will spread. Like if they don't see it on Twitter, which I did it right then, like 7:30. If someone doesn't see it will spread it around. You know?
That's such a long time away from the showtime.
Yeah. Well, it says I tweeted it. What do you mean no Twitter, no tweet? Really? Oh, if I find an unsent draft on here, I'm going to be ticked. Hold on, I can tell you. Ah, shite!
The Scott on Twitter lied.
It's in the drafts. I don't know why that is. Why would that be? Oh, I know why. Never mind. That's a dumb story. If I tell it, I'll look dumber. Forget it.
Ah!
I forgot. It's a long story. I can't believe that's still in there. Sorry, you guys. Usually I let you know. I almost always let you know.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I think that's what surprised everybody is that...
a guy on Twitter.
Totally fine. We'll blame it on the meds. I don't know if they're meds, but we're going to blame it on meds.
Well, I'll explain that here.
A guy on Twitter lied.
That was me this time. The guy on Twitter lied. Okay, so just so everyone doesn't worry, it was just a follow-up. They have given me some medication to help with the inflammatory colon pain thing I have, right? Mm. And they wanted to try it for a little while, and they upped the dosage on it. And as the result, it makes me really tired, like so sleepy. Like, not right now. I feel real good right now. But, man, I'll take that stuff, and it's just like there are days where it's like... Hi, welcome to the show, everybody, like that, right? So, there were some adjustments made, and it's all fine, it's all good, no problems, no emergencies, just had a little follow-up, forgot all about it, like a big flaming dumbass, and now we're back, we're doing the afternoon thing, and thank you for being here live, everybody. Everybody at home, you'll be happy to know as you're hearing this, you'll be hearing it early, because I'll just put it up today, no more delaying it till Friday, so you'll get it, like, right ASAP, okay? We're sorry. Oh, and then one more thing to be sorry about.
Sure. Sorry.
We're not here Monday.
Right. Sorry. Memorial Day.
Sorry. Memorial Day. It's American holiday. And usually we sometimes try to do it just because who cares, right? Because we just love doing this, so why not? But I have an early morning fundraising breakfast to go to that I'm also helping with. And as a result, actually the whole family's helping. And because of that, it kills my morning. So we're not going to be here Monday.
This is one of those auction a date things with Scott Johnson, right? Like people can bid on a date with Scott Johnson.
What would you pay, Brian? What would you pay to have a date with me?
If I could ensure that we would go to Chi-Chi's for some beans.
No, please. Worst date ever.
That's a callback, you new listeners. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll have to go dig.
Pooping the beans, yeah, pooping the beans.
Dig through the archives from 2011. You'll find it. It's in there. Anyway, so.
I'm sure there's going to be some STMS questions centered around, you know, if you had to date your co-host.
Yes.
What would be.
That reminds me, by the way, speaking of archives of a show and a show that every year that we've sort of been up for an award, we win, and now they've taken us off and put us in legacy mode or whatever.
Right. Invisible legacy mode, yes.
Yeah, we're like some crappy run-as-administrator old Windows XP program.
Double secret legacy.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's saying anything about us, but we're legacy. Anyway, because of that, we're not eligible to win any awards this year. In the category we are usually in, the comedy category, you will find a longtime rival, sometimes, you know, back and forth poke fun at each other, competitor in the form of No Agenda.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I think everyone should vote for No Agenda. We don't have any other podcast or Diamond Club or anybody else competing in there with them. And I would love to see them win for once. I think they've deserved it. I think we just edge them out because we have way better fans than them. Take that. But in this particular case, you got to vote in that category anyway. Give it to No Agenda, everybody. When the voting starts, just go ahead and vote for them. And I think jury may be putting that.
They're not
in
comedy. No, there's no agenda.
What are they in?
They're probably in. Is there a
is it politics or something?
They must be in politics. Oh, they are. They're in politics.
Where's jury's politics? That's not in there.
What's going on here? What's this page?
Oh, don't
the
tell
page
me.
I'm looking at.
Don't shock me.
I remember him saying politics was in the.
He said it was in something.
I'm not seeing it in news and politics, which is where I would expect a show like politics to be.
You mean,
is that mature?
You mean when he said this?
Politics.
You'd think it'd be in there.
It's right there in the name. It's right there in the name.
The Jizz Whiz.
Okay, that's there under tech.
All right, keep
and
looking.
Under comedy, we've got Gilbert Gottfreds.
Is Gilbert Gottfred in that?
Gilbert Gottfreds.
It's like it gets worse every time.
It really does. It's in there. Isn't No Agenda in there? But I swear, Drew.
Oh, there's a government. There is a government. Look at that.
Oh.
Politics. Government and organizations.
Okay, so we're not. Really?
Yeah.
All right, so
That's a new 2016 category, by
the way.
There
is nobody in that from our camps, and so I don't know that that's the best place for No Agenda. Maybe it is, but that's I think everyone should vote for them.
So in news and politics, we don't have anything. Let me look at hatting the system really quick.
Okay,
let's I love that page, by the way. hat.t2t2.eu.
It's the best,
and you can see my hat.
Yep, I like
it. Let's see, in news and politics, current geek is listed in the...
Wait, we didn't get nominated.
You didn't get nominated. So it's... I guess it was like a thing where they were trying to get people to nominate you guys.
Yeah, that's $10 I'll never see again. That's the end of that $10.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, no more of that in my life.
Bearded fruit.
All right, great.
And I know, having the system lists Jeff Cannata, and we have concerns for entertainment, but really, really, it's Breaking the Panel is what people need to be voting for.
Oh, wait, what's Breaking the Panel? Remind me.
That's a comic show. It's like the comics to movies and TV adaptations show that I do.
Oh, that's right. You're on that.
I'm on that.
Well, of course we have to vote for you.
Well, I don't want to say have to. I mean, if you listen to We Have Concerns.
No, you're too nice. F those guys. We're voting for you. I like Jeff and Anthony. They're good men.
Yeah,
we need good men in this world. They're great. Friends of the program. But Brian gets top vote from the TMS. I'm talking to you, listen, TMS crowd right here. Okay, I'm not saying if y'all are out there like I don't listen to TMS, but I listen to We Have Concerns. By all means, vote for that. But if you listen to TMS and you worship at the feet of Brian Ibbett,
and who doesn't?
You know where you need to vote.
Here's the only reason I'm suggesting. Well, obviously, I think it's a good show. But here's the only reason I'm suggesting that you vote for Breaking the Panel for entertainment. Is so that people can lose their shit again when they see me in the stupid hat somewhere on the street.
That's right. And if you don't get
just it. Just when you thought you got rid of me.
I'm going to have a dumb hat at the ready just in case hypothetical hell takes it in our category.
Oh, yes.
By the way, when I asked again, I said, now, again, FilmSack can't be in because we've won too many times, right? Because I thought that was why. And Todd said this.
Bad gay movies.
That's why it won't let us, because there's too many bad gay movies in our thing. Just kidding.
Bearded fruit.
Bearded fruit. All right, let's move on. So the sleepy meds, who cares? Whatever, I'll deal with it. Right. Tad Pooler, I want to call out real quick. We don't normally take segment spots from people where it's, you know, GoFundMes for like, oh, I'm out of a job and I need whatever. But once in a while, somebody sends me something. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, the stuff this dude's going through. So I want to help a Tadpooler out. And I'm not even going to explain the whole thing here. There's no need. All of it's explained on the page. But I want you guys to go check out GoFundMe.com/dadofthreeboys. This dude has been through some stuff. He has seen the bottom of the barrel. And he is a trooper and needs some help. So just go check him out. All right. That's all I'm asking you to do. And then do what your heart tells you to do. Not telling you to do anything except just go look at it. GoFundMe.com/dadofthreeboys. And I don't know. See what you think about Tom and his situation. Not Tom Merritt. Different Tom.
No, different Tom. Yeah. There are other Toms, people.
All right. If there's one thing in this world I can always count on, it's some Pottertainment.
Right. Let me give you some real quick Pottertainment. So I mentioned this thing that I'm doing called Extreme Podcast Makeover. Which I thought, all right, I'm going to get a couple people who email me and say, yeah, come check out my podcast and I'm ready for some criticism and lay it on and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Response was amazing and overwhelming. So if you have not responded yet, hold off maybe until season two, because I've got plenty to parse through with everybody that's already sent something in. So
that's great.
It looks great. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a really fun project, and I wish I had the time to do this as a podcast, because I think hearing it would be way better than just reading it in Pottertainment. But
wow, you know, if there's one thing we need in our lives, Brian, it's more podcasts.
Yet another podcast.
Yeah, you know what I get all week, every day, seems like about 20 people saying, "We're gonna get an Overwatch podcast." And don't think I'm not tempted. Okay, think I'm not, because I am, like, horribly, horrifically tempted. But I've got, I keep having to be talked off the ledge by my business manager. It's like, dude, I want to do this. And he's like, all right, now hold on a second. Let's everyone take a breath. Everyone breathe for a second.
Right.
Couldn't you just do more on the instance for it? Couldn't you? And he's right. He's totally right. But then I'll play a bunch of games with people and go, I want to do a show about it.
Exactly. Plus, you know, Patrick's knocking it out of the park with Overcast.
He is. But you know what's funny? When Patrick got wind that I might be doing something, or I was, you know, people were talking about it online, he goes, I don't mind doing two things. I could do two things. We could do.
Why doesn't he just add you to Overcast?
I don't know why. Maybe I don't know. But then I think to myself, do I have time for that? I don't think I do. Either way,
be a frequent guest, but not an every time guy. Like, you know, do Overcast. Here I am offering you a spot on Patrick's show. Aren't I nice? But
I mean, but then I just think, well, why don't I? We're doing enough coverage of the Blizzard overall picture. Why not do specials? Why not have special interviews? Why not bring those two chuckleheads in and have an entire episode dedicated to it? Why don't, you know, like, why not? There's so many why nots.
Of course.
But there's still this thing where I'll, like, get play of the game as Junkrat and go, I need to do a show. Call it.
I tried Genji for the first time, by the way.
Genji is hard, but once you get him down,
He's a bow and arrow dude, right?
No, that's Hanzo.
Oh.
That's Hanzo.
Hanzo. Okay.
Hanzo, who's he played then?
Hanzo is who I played. Okay, I tried Hanzo.
Or Hand Soap is the way that his brother Genji pronounced it. When he says, Hand Soap.
He's another tough one to get used to. The bow and arrow situation is great. You know, kind of the charging up your bow and arrow.
Well, you sound like a real warrior. You know, the bow and arrow situation is great.
But I can't remember what his specials are.
His taquito grill thing he does.
Oh, taquito grill is his ultimate. Yeah. But what's the left shift is, switch to Sonic arrow.
Right. And then the other one.
And then E is the ricochet.
Yeah. And the Sonic is cool because it's this look through the eye of the dragon or whatever. And it shows, like, it gives you vision. It's amazing.
Like, gotcha. That's what that's for. Okay. So it's like a Daredevil arrow.
A little bit. And it's great because it gives vision of where the other team is and what they're doing to not just you, but your entire team. So your entire team loves you for that ability. Now, yours is not quite as good as Widowmaker. She has, look at this. Right. We're doing a show.
But that's her ultimate right there is her business. You got to wait a long time for that.
Yeah, that's true. No, I thought her ultimate was that stupid little puff thing. Oh, no, you're right,
Yeah, her ultimate's the...
You're right, and it lasts a long time, and it's really great, but you're right, it's her get it once in a while kind of thing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that game, dude. Freaking
it is really good. I'm loving it. So loving it. Good. And I've been playing it.
Good. We need to play in there. Let's get going.
Yes, we do. All right. Let's do a show.
Let's do a show. I like that idea a lot. Here's a little bit of a theme for the news part of the show.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right, sure, fine, whatever. It's time for the evening news brought to you by
The Instance, currently live on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Be there, theinstance.net.
Raid? What is Raid?
Raid is what hasn't been happening lately because either we're betting our heads against a wall, we don't have enough people or whatever. So we actually played Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes the other night.
Oh, that's a fun game.
It is a blast.
Yeah, that's a really good game. It's even better in VR if you have VR people.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I can imagine. But anyway, that was a great alternative to Raid the other night. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And another one is to listen to The Instance live. So come check
it out.
You
might have to do that too. Yeah.
The evening news. Let's talk about Trey Riddell. So occasionally, this came to me from, who sent this? Oh, crap. Was it from?
It was sent by Trey Riddell.
Shoot, I forgot who sent me this. I'll have to think of who it was, or I'll have to find it. I meant to put the name here and give him credit. And it's also a couple years old, so this isn't like breaking news. Mm. But it goes along that thing of someone doth protest too much and is full of shit.
Right.
And
right.
You know whatever how I like these.
Whatever their big thing is.
Yes. Yeah. So here it is. Trey Riddell, busted on cocaine charge, voted for drug testing for food stamp recipients. This is in December, I think, of last year, or September, rather. Trey Riddell voted for Republican legislation that would allow states to make food stamp recipients pee in a cup to prove they are not on drugs. In October, police busted the Florida Republican on a charge of cocaine possession.
Dope.
It's really interesting. It came on the heels of Republicans voting on everyone who had access to food stamps getting drug tested, says House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. She drives me crazy. I mean, keep up the great work, everyone, in the Senate, but Nancy Pelosi drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway... And then she says, it's like, what?
That was Nancy Pelosi said that?
Yes. She said, it's really, I mean, let's do the tone of it. It's really interesting. It came on the heels of Republicans voting on to get drug tested. It's like, what? No, we get that it's ironic and he's a douche and shouldn't, push legislation that he also is a like freaking drug user. We get it. Anyway, it's fine. She's not helping is my point.
Right.
In support of his drug legislation, Hudson cited the many state legislatures around the country that had considered similar requirements or for other means of these testing programs in the past. He says this, this is a clear and obvious problem in our communities as nearly 30 states have introduced legislation to drug tests for welfare programs, which is something, by the way, I'm not opposed to. I think you probably ought not be on drugs if you're on welfare. That's my thinking. We have a high moral obligation to equip the states with tools they need to discourage the use of illegal drugs. Then jump ahead where he got busted for having the cocaine. He apologized Tuesday for his cocaine bust and said he will seek treatment. Quote, I struggle with the disease of alcoholism and this led to an extremely irresponsible choice. Unquote. Dude, can someone else take the nobody else is in the Senate who could have said or in the representative could have who's not taking drugs couldn't have taken on this deal. Like, you know what? Here's an idea.
Well, he's not going to say, hey, I kind of do a lot of drugs. Do you mind taking this over for me? In order for somebody else to take it over, he has to explain why he cannot do it himself.
I love that idea, though. Oh, guys, I can't take this one. Why? Well, I'm doing cocaine.
I do a lot of drugs.
Yeah. The legislation should be legislators who want to legislate drug testing should take drugs or take tests for drugs before they legislate drug testing.
There you go.
Ted Cruz.
It's only fair.
It's true. Ted Cruz, speaking of politics, Ted Cruz, sure. Although this has nothing to do with that. Ted Cruz, Guy Fieri, erotic fan fiction will, quote, leave you hungry, thirsty, and scared. So I'm going to read this exactly as I found it. I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Please do.
Okay, I don't want to offend anyone. Here it is. What's that you say? Says this article from deathandtaxes.com. deathandtaxesmag.com. What is that you say? You could go for a whole natural life or go your whole natural life without thinking about the unsettling Senator Ted Cruz and bro restaurateur Guy Fieri making vigorous love in a dumpster? Next paragraph. Well, tough titty,
Hold on, before you go any further, isn't Unsettling Senator Ted Cruz a far better nickname than Lion Ted?
Yeah, but it takes up too many Twitter characters.
maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. The question that nobody was asking is that has now been answered by Frosted Tips, an erotic imagining of the sparks and bacon bits that would fly if these two American originals ever came together. In other words, we already knew that Cruz is a horn dog, but what happens when you slather that horn dog with donkey sauce?
Oh my God!
What's donkey sauce? I don't know. I'm
sure that's something that's been on a diner's drive-throughs and drive-ins or whatever it is. Yeah. It's diners, drives, and or diners, dives, and drive-ins.
Yeah.
How much would it take to get Scott Fletcher to do a dramatic reading of some Ted Cruz, Guy Fieri erotic fiction?
Hopefully nothing. Let's talk to him. I bet he'd do it. We just need to get an excerpt. Can someone track down an excerpt? Like just like a, I don't know.
An excerpt that does not contain any foul language.
Yeah, something that's just really intentionally like supposed to be a titillating moment, but real awkward and dumb. And then we'll have him do it in that voice of his.
Perfect. Oh my gosh,
it'd be amazing. Donkey sauce is Guy Fieri's proprietary condiment. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that jackalope.
I'll have to have some of that next time I go to Flavortown on the strip in Las Vegas. That's my redeeming Guy Fieri, you know.
It's always closed when I go there. All three times I've tried to go, it was closed. Yeah. I don't know why. It's just like, we're doing reconstruction, or we adding on to the thing, or there was some other dumb reason. I can't remember. It was a holiday or something. And they closed it, which is weird in Vegas. Holidays you don't observe holidays in Vegas. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, but every time I go. Oh, that's who, Mitsula, dude. That's who sent me the article about the guy with the
oh, really?
Drugs.
Okay, Trey Riddell.
You had to say Vegas for me to there get it to my head. It was Mitsula. Thank you, Mitsula. What's the over-under on Scott forgetting everything?
Apparently it's 100%.
All right, Johnny Depp and his current wife, Amber Heard. You've heard of Amber Heard before?
I've heard of Amber Heard.
Those two did the little apology about bringing the dogs to Australia or whatever.
That really awkward videotaped apology, yeah.
It turns out maybe their whole wedding or whole married life is like that because after 15 short months of marriage, they are calling it quits. That was a rough 15
Preserving
months.
Preserving the natural beauty of Australia is an important thing that we should all be doing and considering. And why do I have a British accent?
Yeah, why am I keeping my Jack Sparrow accent for doing this video? This is not the first breakup the Oscar-nominated actor has weathered. The former sexiest man alive, age 52, has been linked to a number of actresses and models over the years. There was a Winona Forever tattoo he wore. Mm-hmm. Was that Winona?
You were about to say Winona Judd, weren't
you?
Winona Ryder.
Ryder is what I meant. That's what I meant. I knew it wasn't that. Dang it.
Yeah, and he changed it to Wino Forever. So I guess on the other arm, it's now going to say, heard the news?
Oh, yeah, heard. That's great. Or heard of Buffalo or something. Just spell heard wrong. Yeah, he really changed it to Wino Forever?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when he was on that stage doing the acceptance thing and he sounded like he was on 20 kinds of drugs? Do you remember that?
A year ago or... Not much more than a year ago. It was like last year, the year before that.
Nobody
yeah.
Nobody talks about that anymore. See, Johnny Depp.
There's just so much to talk about with him. The whole terrier thing overshadowed his weirdness at those awards, whatever it was.
I found it. Here it is. Let's see if we can get a little audio out of it.
Johnny Depp was at a Hollywood award show.
I don't want to hear your commentary, buddy. Okay, we're skipping ahead.
That's the weirdest microphone I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, he is so...
right? Right.
Oh, that's cringeworthy.
Not very good at this kind of thing.
Oh, he's out of it.
He's whacked in the microphone, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's like thinking that's funny. And nobody's laughing, and he's scratching his head and just... makes me sad. I'm worried, man. This can be another like Michael Jackson Prince deal where they find out he's on all kinds of opioids or something. I don't want that. He's a nice guy. He does some good work. You don't need sexiest man alive, Johnny Depp, having problems.
Right.
All right, moving on. Corey Feldman, you know him.
I know him.
Speaking
sure.
of Michael Jackson's buddy. This is
he has a license to drive.
That's true.
From what I know.
That's my understanding as well. He's got some dark news. He's said this before, but nobody really gave it much thought. Now, in the wake of Frodo, what's his name? Who played Frodo?
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood came out and said, yeah, Hollywood's kind of full of like sex predators and kid actors need to be careful.
Wow, I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, it was a few days ago.
And I heard that Hollywood is full of sexual predators, but I didn't hear that Elijah Wood came out and talked about it.
Well, he said that. Now, he didn't say, he came out and clarified. He says, now, just so everyone knows, my parents were real careful with me, and I never went to these parties that were the problem, and I was not exposed to it, but I know all about it. So it's basically what he said. So then Corey Feldman pipes up, and he goes, oh, yeah, remember this? Okay, check it out. I said he told everybody again. Or at least maybe this is the first time, but he says, I was molested as a child actor by multiple predators in the industry, one of which is a still very prominent Hollywood person today. He won't say who. He said to the Hollywood Reporter, he can't name names.
Sean Astin.
By the way, he said, the Lost Boys alum told Hollywood Reporter. Look, when you're referencing your 1986 hit film as the last important thing you did, things are not going great. Anyway, he says that under California statute limitations, he'd be facing some serious legal problems if he came out and said who it was. Kind of dying to know. I'm not much of a tabloid guy, but who is it? If he's prominent, who? It's some old guy, some old fart.
Maybe Dick Ebersol can donate some money to a charity and get Corey Feldman to whisper it in his ear like they did with You're So Vain.
Yes! That'd be all right. He's 44 now. He says, I had to go through a lot of therapy and group therapy and rehabilitation of sorts and all sorts of things to be put on the ground I'm on now, says Feldman, age 44. He said this. You said that the worst of it was, and it paled in comparison to what fellow actor Corey Haim went through. Mm. Everyone always wonder why Corey Haim has a hard time with drugs and everything. He says it's obvious if you knew what happened to him. He was like really mistreated. Multiple people, multiple dudes in his life.
Jeez.
Was raped by some guy at some Hollywood hobnob party. The people who molested him during the period of the 80s was an employee of his father at a management company. This is Feldman. Check this out. My father hired this man, and this man coaxed me into trying every drug that I have ever tried, says Stand By Me actor Corey Feldman, is what they wrote here. I don't think keep bringing up his movies. We got it. We're this far, New York Daily
News. Familiar. We're familiar
with
him. Yeah,
we're deep enough into the article. We know which Feldman you're talking about. We got it. Anyway, he says at the end, he says, hey, I'm going to be your best friend. I'll take you to Disneyland. I'll take you to the comedy store. He was my assistant, my driver, my chaperone, and basically my guardian. Well, I think you should out some of these people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sound like all a bunch of dirtbags. Like, I already think Hollywood's...
No kidding. I mean, why...
Hollywood's
why
gross,
wouldn't
man.
He want to just out this person and, like, make it known who this person is?
He'll get sued because California statute of limitations laws, if you go the 10 years or whatever and you don't say anything then, they can't be prosecuted and they can just do, like...
slander.
Yeah, they do slandered anti-defamation stuff.
Well, which, it needs to say something like, on a completely different note, Larry Berman, the director of License to Drive... took me out for hot dogs once.
Oh, Larry Berman. Took me out for hot dogs once? That's terrible. Oh, my gosh. We're not making light of this, people. We're not.
No, we're not at all. I'm just saying that here's a way that he could out this person without outing this person.
There you go. I'm in agreement. All right.
That's what I'm saying here. Oh, my God.
Oh, and by the way, okay, we got to talk about this before we go to break. Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com sponsoring today's program. TMSPM is brought to you today by Squarespace.com. And look, you've been trying to make a website for a long time. You've been sitting on your thumbs going, I don't know what to do. What do I do? I'll tell you what you do. You let them do most of the heavy lifting. You go to squarespace.com, you free trial, 14 days, no credit card required. You just sign up and go, and suddenly you have all the templates, tools, and abilities you need to make a first-class website in 2016. You're going to blow your friends away. And at the end of that trial, you're going to say, oh, I think I want to keep this. And then I say, well, then good, because now I can save you some money. 10% off your account right off that order if you just enter the code MORNING at checkout. That's morning at checkout at squarespace.com. Squarespace, build it beautiful. On that happy note, we're going to take a break, play some music, and come back and talk to... we're going to do your Twitter questions first, then talk to Dan, the tabletop man. He's got some recommendations for your Memorial Day tabletop gaming fun. Very specific to that holiday. So come on back for that. In the meantime, music.
Music. How about a an Austin, Texas based band called My Jerusalem? It's you know, your indie in the middle section here.
All right.
Of TMS PM. Mm-hmm. So people probably, you know, get accused me after listening to all these indie songs that I'm picking. Well, Brian only likes electronica songs with lady vocals. I'm sure nobody's saying that, but somebody could. Somebody could say that.
All right.
Well, all right, I'm going to break that trend. How about a cool, bluesy, rock and roll, straight ahead rock and roll song with backing vocals by Elle King, daughter of Rob Schneider?
Whoa, wait, what? Rock? You can do it. That guy?
Yeah, that guy, yes. Yeah. No she's way. She's the guy who does that X's and O's song.
Oh, I like that song actually.
Yeah, it's a great song. And she's doing backing vocals for this one. It's a it's got a boozy, sexy swagger to it. It is My Jerusalem and their new song, Young Leather.
Oh, that sounds nice. Let's play it now. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Softly like morning dew. Turn you out, my heart.
Well, here we are on TMSPM bringing Saxy back.
That's right.
That's some serious sax going on.
It is. Again, that's My Jerusalem. The song is Young Leather. It comes out on their album on the 24th of June. Mm. So it's a pre-order, but go check it out. The album is called A Little Death. Comes out the end of next month. You can pre-order it right now on iTunes and get that song and another one right away.
In some countries, the song is called Baby Cow. Baby Cow.
It's called Baby Cow?
Yeah. Instead of Young Leather.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, you gotta, you know.
Yeah, I know.
There's countries where, you know, it's frowned upon.
Well, you know, they just want to be upfront about where that leather's coming from. yeah. All right. We are diving deep into this here deal right here.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Bird News Tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
I could just keep playing them, but I won't. It's time for us to do your Twitter questions. We're doing those first because Dan's coming last. And Twitter questions come to us all day and all week, really, at the hashtag AskTMS. It's a chance for you guys to ask weekly questions of us that we don't normally answer on the show voluntarily. And today we got a bunch.
Cool.
So here it is. First one from Fernando.
Oh, do you hear the drums, Fernando?
I don't know if he hears the drums.
Okay.
He hears Billy Crystal. Or something. He says, did you guys beat Uncharted 4 yet? No, I haven't beaten it yet.
I have not played it yet. As a matter of fact,
I want to play it and beat it, but I remember that deal I made with my daughter. I'll only play it with her.
Oh yeah, right.
But if they're going to New Orleans next week for 11 days or whatever, then I don't have to do anything, she says. I can play it all I want.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh, very nice.
So if she doesn't make the time to play with me before she leaves, then damn it, we're gonna play anywhere. I'm just gonna play it.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. I think you get carte blanche.
That's right, and I'll stream it so you guys can watch me play it poorly.
Well, there you go, and she can go and watch it from New Orleans. Perfect.
Yeah, I hope so. Actually, I found out what they're gonna do. So they're not gonna be there the whole time in New Orleans, which is good because the longer you're in New Orleans, the more chance you have of being murdered horribly in an alleyway. So they're gonna spend some time in Pensacola Beach, Florida. They're gonna spend some time in Mississippi proper. Or some old friends and family are. And they're going to spend some time in... What was the other place? Frick. Another place. They're kind of road tripping it. Mm. So, it's Kim, Carter, and Nick.
Oh, what a blast.
They're all going to have fun. I'm going to be here alone, working up to the movie day. And then they're coming home the day of the movie.
The day of, that's right.
The morning of the movie. It's all some bad planning on our part. But they're going to come home that morning... We're going to all go to the movie around 12:30 of the day there, have our fun, and then there you go. And then I'll try to recover.
Nice.
Brian, nice. Here's the next question.
Okay.
Sunglow Steve asks, ribeye or filet mignon tonight? Asking for a friend. Oh, sure. Sure you are.
My friend, air quotes. Ribeye, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, filet mignon is great. It's a great cut of meat, but ribeye, prime rib, any of the rib meat is the way to go.
Ribeye's real good. Mm-hmm. There's just the right amount of ribbony fat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's what I want tonight.
I might actually have that.
Chat room is agreeing for the most part. Mostly ribeye, a couple of filet mignon. That sounds great.
Even if it's a bacon-wrapped filet mignon, I still think you go ribeye.
Just bacon-wrap your ribeye.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to kill anyone. Jared Jaworski says this. What do you think smells worse, Reinhardt's jockstrap or Roadhog's underboob?
For sure. For sure, Roadhog's underboob. I think anything on Roadhog smells worse than any other thing you can point to in that game.
I have to retweet that and remember to retweet it. That's really funny. I think I agree with you. Yeah. Anything on Roadhog's gross.
Yeah.
But man, he's good.
His Audi.
I freaking love him.
He's got a big stinky Audi.
He really does.
He's a one-man apocalypse.
Captain Kipper, we know him. Very active member of the community, mm-hmm. by the way. Yes. Across lots of the communities. He does tons mm-hmm. of stuff for DTNS, Current Geek, our show.
Oh, very frequently, if not always, in the chat room. Yeah. Yes.
Good man, this Captain Kipper. He says, plane, train, automobile, or cruise, which would you choose for your vacation travel to anywhere? Brian, let me sweeten the pot.
Sure.
Wait, is that the phrase? Sweeten the pot?
Sure, sweeten the pot. Okay, yeah.
Let me sweeten the pot. That sounds wrong. For
it sounds wrong now that, you know, Colorado's legal, but yeah, I know it's
Is it always been, it's not referring
no,
to.
No, it's a gaming, it's a gambling thing. It's like you're putting a little extra stuff in the pot to entice your opponent to call.
Is it a cooking reference in the original way of using it?
No, I've always thought it was a gambling reference.
Okay. Because sweeten, and a pot makes it sound like, oh, you got a bowl of soup.
It does, gonna, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, I've always understood it to originate from gambling, but.
That's all right. Hey, you know more about that world than me, so I believe you. So plane, train, automobile, or cruise, and let's say it's the last vacation you can ever have, so you have to choose one of these. Which do you choose? And to me, it's easy.
I for sure choose a cruise. Oh. Only because I like, number one, I like being out on the water. Mm-hmm. And number two, I mean, you know, I'd rather go someplace that a cruise can take me than a car can't.
Good point. And also, you guys don't know this, but Brian likes 7 days of chronic diarrhea with a closed-in
space. I like
in space.
Shuffleboard and Legionnaire's disease.
In Legionnaire's disease. Yep. I'm going to say...
That combo is...
I'm going to say it's a trick answer because it's easy to say plane. Because the plane will take you anywhere you need to go.
Well, sure.
And because I'm going to dink with his question, it means I can go on a cruise. I can go to some other country. I can go anywhere I want. The plane is the only part that takes me to the vacation. If he means right. spend the whole thing on a plane, that's different.
But that's the difference, right? Is the plane takes you to the vacation, whereas the cruise, mm-hmm. the journey, it's not just the destination, but it's the journey that takes you.
All right, which would you rather?
And you wouldn't enjoy the plane part. You would enjoy the arrival part, but you wouldn't enjoy the part where you're actually on the plane going somewhere.
Yeah, and you can enjoy that on a cruise. That's true.
Uh huh.
Or even a train, or even a car, more than a
right.
plane. Yeah,
more than a plane.
I agree
sure.
with that. It's a weird question, nonetheless. Thanks, Captain Kipper. We appreciate it. Peter Fisher says, if either of you get into politics, Scott Johnson and Coverville, what committees would you have excuse yourself from? Like, what committees would you have to say, oh, sorry, I have to not be on this?
Oh, gotcha. Okay, like the legislation about food stamps and welfare and stuff.
This may have come from that, I'm thinking.
It may have. I would recuse myself from the Department of Legacy podcasts.
Ah!
I don't know. I really...
Boy, what would I have to do it with? What do I have a real strong bias? I feel like I'd want to recuse myself from things where I don't have expertise or anything to offer in a major way. So if you put me on the, all right, here you go. If they put me on a committee that was to help determine women's health issues, you're making a mistake. I don't have expertise in that area. I don't have any kind of special knowledge, nor do I have any kind of perspective that would help.
Probably
in that.
Right. I was going to say probably you know, it's better for somebody with experience, better for somebody with lady parts.
You know, like,
to be on a
like
that.
A woman, for example.
For example, yes.
Yeah, I hate it when those kinds of committees are set up and it's all old white men deciding what women should do with themselves.
Right.
F off. All right, next one.
Yeah, I couldn't be on an anti-gambling or anti-drinking committee.
Yeah, I couldn't be on an anti-video game committee.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Video games are terrible for our youth.
You
meanwhile,
Jack Thompson. You couldn't be on a committee with Jack Thompson.
Hell no. He and I we've had words before.
You have differing views.
You see Terpster's viral video, dude?
No.
Oh, my Lord. Kiss Terpster goodbye, everybody. It's been great having you, T. We've loved having you here, but you have moved up three new rungs on the ladder to heaven or whatever.
Really?
Because... He was in LA last week.
Okay.
To see a premiere of the Warcraft movie and to do some other stuff with the Ogg's cast.
Which he's been raving about, by the way. He's been saying it's fantastic.
Yeah, he likes it a lot. So. He likes it a lot. And that's probably all the opinion I need because I trust Terpster's video or
totally,
movie recommendations. Plus, we're all biased, so who cares? So anyway, he goes and he watches it. Christian Nairn's there also. Friend of the program. All right. Mm-hmm. Christian, we know Christian.
He's Hodor.
He's Hodor. Mm-hmm. He's Hodor.
He's Hodor.
He's Hodor. Thank you.
That's
it hasn't even been a week, so I don't want to blow anything for anybody. But he there is a video that you need to probably go see. It's up to about 1 million views now. Where Terpster took it with his phone and they walked toward
I'm looking at it right now.
An elevator to get out of somewhere. And then he says, oh shoot, we're gonna miss it. Please hold and then he says a thing to somebody, and it turns out it's Christian Nairn standing there holding the elevator door. So
that's hilarious.
It is wonderful and great, and it deserves all of the credit. Every website and blog is reblogging it. It's been on Reddit's thing forever. It's trending past all the best videos on YouTube right now. Like, it's killing it. So Terpster's been nice knowing you.
And look at his stellar beer.
Oh,
holy
that thing's
crap.
That thing is glorious. You know what he told me? He told me I'm the reason he grew it.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to make fun of his 90s thing that he used to have with a little... like really shaved down little lines he have.
So Terpster is basically saying that you're his beard.
Yeah, he's like Wendy who got the mole removed from her armpit because I teased her when she was in high school. It's the same now. He's like, well, I'm not, Scott gave me, he says that's absolutely true. He says
that's awesome.
He says I was making so much fun of his 90s cut that he went and just grew it out. And now it's
all out good. Well,
and now it's glorious.
As well he should have, because that little thin chin strappy deal was silly.
Yeah.
On him.
And he said, yeah, you're right. You guys are right. On hypothetical help, he actually mentioned it. And also, I'll just say this. Really, it was nice knowing you, Terpster. I'm glad that we, the little people, got some time with you before you ascended. So, well done. You are the internet now, and we'll miss you horribly. Brian, next question. Here's one.
Yes.
Let's see. What type of person do you not get along with? Says Kyle Thomas. I don't get along with nihilistic, ego, heavy ego, guys who think everything revolves around them.
Right.
Those are the people I don't get along with. I need some empathy in my life.
Closed-minded. You know, I'm totally fine if somebody's got a different viewpoint than me, but if they're closed-minded to the point where they can't hear my reasoning, even if they say, yeah, all right, well, that's all good for you. I disagree with that, but I respect your reasoning. Those are the people that I have no time for.
Yeah. If people want to know why I get so riled up about Trump, he is the embodiment of the personality type I clash with the most outside of politics or anything else. It doesn't matter. Anybody I went to school with that had that personality type, where it's just complete megalomaniac, all about them. I just can't. It's just not in me to deal with it very long.
Totally right on the money.
All right. What would be the craziest design for a back scratcher? And would you 3D print that? Says Katie Talmo.
The craziest design for a back scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything. We've already got.
I know.
Good
it seems
ones.
Like there would be like an obvious one, right? Like
I got
know, it's
one.
Gonna be...
I got one. Okay. Okay. Here, I need to send you a video for this. I thought I did earlier. I didn't. Okay.
It'd be the top half of Steve Buscemi's head.
So.
But his teeth would be the part that you scratch your back with, because they'd be all, they're all in different lengths. So it'd be like, like you're scratching your back with.
This is gonna
Steve
be
Steve Buscemi's uneven teeth.
You're better than mine already. I may as well not even say it, because that is kind of what I want. I want a Steve Buscemi back scratcher with those big bulgy eyes looking at you the whole time. Done.
Right.
Question exactly. Answered. Question answered. final question. I'm not even gonna answer it. Sean Cox asks.
Okay.
If you could use the Force to masturbate, does it feel like somebody else? Thanks everybody for submitting your questions. Ask TMS on Twitter is the
just
hashtag.
Ask Kylo Ren. Oh, Darth Vader. Oh, Grandpa.
We're out of the spoiler time for that, right?
We are out of the spoiler time. I think it's the 2 weeks has passed.
All right, fair enough. All right, we're going to now bring in Dan. I believe he's here. I hope he's here. Is he here? I don't know. It doesn't actually say if he's here, but we're gonna.
Hope he's here.
I do too. Oh. I gave him a little extra time. Should be all the time he needs. I don't know where his theme went, though. Oh, Scott, you're so ill-prepared. Oh, here it is. I found it. It's right here, and it goes a little something. Whoops. Like, hold on. Here, I found it. Here it is. Found it. It's still, for some reason, it's still Nathan's theme.
I have faith in you.
I got to find a new theme for Dan, because I'm just ripping off. I mean, it's the music from Uncharted. Like why am I using?
I could be a Drakester.
All right,
sure.
You like Nathan Drake, right? He's cool. He's a cool guy. Wears his pants a little low.
You'd be unhuman or un-American if you didn't like me.
That's right. And we can't be un-American. Oh, by the way, so you just said this un-American thing. I need to make a comment. My daughter is dog watching today because my older daughter's dog Izzy got her lady parts all jumbled up for getting fixed or whatever. Right. Mm. So she's got a cone on her head.
I don't think that's how that works. But
is
okay.
That not how it works? We have a kid in our neighborhood that thought you sewed her vagina shut, is what he said. He was in the house and he goes, we were talking about how she was fixed. She's wearing a big cone. And he goes, so what do they just sew it shut? And I go, Drew, what are you asking me? He goes, this is Nick's friend. And he goes, well, you know, I mean, when they say they fix them, does that just mean they just sew it all shut? I said, all right, I don't know what the level of discourse is in your house, but I'm just going to say a word here, okay, Drew? I said, are you asking me if they sew the dog's vagina shut? And he goes, well, yeah, I thought that was a day. No, they don't do that. They don't freaking.
Public schools in Utah. Gotta love them.
Oh, this one in particular is really a problem. This kid. All right. Anyway, whatever.
Man, poor dog with the cone of shame.
I shouldn't make fun. He's a good kid. We like him. All right. So, yes, cone of shame's going on. Oh, the whole point of that was, what was my point? Oh, she's watching the Muppet Show while the dog sleeps on her lap. She's on painkillers and it's making her sleep. The dog, not my daughter. Mm-hmm. And she's watching the Muppet Show and Sam the Eagle comes on. And you know Sam the Eagle, he's all like super duper patriotic and stuff.
Jingoistic. Right, yeah.
And it never occurred to me as a kid. I just thought he was funny and uptight. But as an adult, it is so subversive. I mean, they are basically making fun of that archetype in a way that is kind of like, I mean, what a bunch of hippies those guys were back then.
Right, right. It's like, I'm sure it's like based on the television censors and stuff like that.
Big
too.
Time, yeah. They would say things like, you know, what's the secret of life? And Sam the Eagle goes, to be a patriotic American, next question. Right. Like, he's just this pissy, like, Fox News guy. But at the time, we were just kids. We just thought he was funny. Ha, 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 that eagle's funny. But today,
I think isn't he based off of, like, all the old news anchors from, like, the 50s and 60s where that was the perfect archetype, was that they were just so in-your-face American, and that's how the censors had to be, like you said?
Makes sense, yeah.
And they were all uptight and just straight-laced, and, yeah, totally. But it's just great to see. I think that's what made the early Muppet stuff great, is there's a lot of that subversion going on. You never even notice it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Dan is
we
the
table. Talk, guys.
Tabletop gaming. Hey,
yeah, let's talk about
Quadropolis.
That. Hey, look,
oh, did you really?
What'd you think?
What do you think?
We have not played it yet. I got it for Memorial Day weekend. We got people who are going to be over, and I can't wait to play it.
Hold on a minute. You're telling me that you bought a game of some sort and haven't played it yet. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, but this is different. This is a thing that requires more than one person. The, you know, video games that are still in plastic, it's on me only.
That's a good point.
All right. I can unwrap that thing, plop it in the PlayStation, and play it right away. The tabletop games, I've got to wait for other people around the tabletop.
All right, fair. I'll let that one go.
Well, two more really cool things about Quadropolis. One, Days of Wonder is known for their rule set, and it's not a very large rule book, so you'll be able to get through there real quick, and they have that basics rule, you know, basics setup you'll be able to do, and it's got a really good insert. I'm not sure if you opened it at all yet.
No, I haven't opened it yet.
The insert is really cool, and this is one of the first games. I know we covered this last week, but this is really cool because I got mine from our sponsor, and I started just taking it apart so we can play it as well this weekend. But so for years, us really hardcore geeky board gamers, like, people will save, you know, they come with those chipboards or the boards that you have to punch everything out of.
Right, you pop the sections out, yeah.
So a lot of really hardcore geeks will save those things and put them underneath the insert so that the insert actually stays up so that things don't move around as much, because obviously if you throw them all out, you're going to have that extra space. This is the first game I've ever seen that has a little thing that says to do that, like, hey, idiot,
that's
don't throw
brilliant.
Out your stuff. Yeah, really, really cool. And it works perfectly because just the way that they set up, they're just kind of exactly perfect. Hey, bud. Sorry, we got kids saying hi. So anyway, yeah, so it keeps it propped up. And it's really, it's a great insert. It's one of those, that company is really good for making things that go perfectly back into where they come from. A lot of times, once you get everything out of the punch board, you can't get that stupid box lid back on. But that's a real good.
Nice.
Very clever. Yeah, okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
So one real big quick hit of news. This week they announced the Spiel des Jahres nominations. That's the big German awards that's kind of like the worldwide Game of the Year type things. And this year, one of the big nominations for the Spiel des Jahres, which is basically nowadays it's known as the best family game or the best game. So our good friends over at Czech Games Edition, Codenames, was nominated for the Game of the Year.
Very appropriately, yeah.
Yeah. And then they also have what's called the Kenner Spiel, and that's known as the Enthusiast Game of the Year, or basically the Hardcore Gamer Game. Uh-huh. And Pandemic Legacy Season 1 was nominated for that one.
Oh, cool. And I still haven't picked that one up. I need to.
Yeah.
So is Kenner, so the Kenner company, is that that's a German word for like hardcore?
That's a good question, because I don't know what Kenner Spiel, I guess Kenner may be, you know, or enthusiast maybe.
Okay. Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, because old school gaming company, Kenner, or what was that, were they more kind of like the Mattel over there, Kenner? Were they more for the action figures, or was it more game
No, they were more of the action figures. I think Barbie's Kenner, isn't she?
Is she? No, no, she's Mattel. Mattel, I think.
She okay?
Is she? I don't know. I just know that.
Yeah, there it is. Expert. Kenner just, means expert. She so has no like the game experts.
She has no nipples, by the way.
Barbie is totally hardcore.
Oh yeah,
it's proof that Barbie had a boob job from a really. She was down in Mexico getting a boob job. They just took her nipples straight off.
They forgot the nipples. They're like
they sewed it shut like a vagina.
Like they went back up north and said, "Wait a minute, where are my nipples? Those are extra, lady." I'm like, okay, fine, keep my nipples.
Yeah, so just the Star Wars stuff is the only thing I can think of because the Star Wars was all the Kenner stuff.
Oh, that's right, because I remember that logo on all the right. figures.
Are they Kenner still? They're not Kenner now, are they? The Star Wars figures? I don't even know.
That's a good question.
I thought that changed hands or something.
I'm pretty sure it did, yeah. I don't think
I would venture to guess that Kenner probably isn't even in business anymore, or it's completely changed over to something like Mattel, mm-hmm. something like that, or whoever owns that, or Hasbro.
Because Kenner, it could be Hasbro. Kenner used to have...
That's exactly right. Hasbro closed Kenner in 2000.
Okay. Yeah, because Kenner had like 1 point of articulation on all their on all their action figures.
Hope you don't want to sit in a chair, Luke.
Yep. I hope you're okay with just your waist bending in half and that's it. And your freaking lightsaber sticking out all the time.
Yeah, and your lightsaber coming out of your arm.
Yeah.
Of your
arm. Yeah. Exactly. And always losing those so that there was no value in keeping that action figure. I have a bunch of those still. Anyway,
By the way, why did that have a little like... Why did the lightsabers have a little tassel-y thing on them? Like a little firecracker.
Did they?
Yeah, it had like almost the very, very end was a lot thinner than the rest of them.
Right. It wasn't tapered. It was like big old lightsaber with like a string coming off the end.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I used to bite them off.
Yeah.
And then I found out later I shouldn't have done that because it made them not mint condition anymore.
Well, we knew you were used to eat paint chips as a child anyway, so that was just probably more lead that you got into you.
That's true. You know, that's the funny thing about all that lead stuff in Flint, Michigan. When we were kids, like the three of us when we were kids, we had more measurable lead in our systems from the water we were drinking just normally, more than these kids that have been tested and everyone's freaking out about. Not to say that they're, you know, we shouldn't have a higher standard today, because we do. We have a higher standard today, and Flint should be living by that higher standard. But in the 80s, we were leading it up left and right, man. Mm-hmm.
You know, they were all afraid. They figured they would get you at least a little bit, little by little, get all that lead into you so that when we are invaded by the Kryptonians, that nobody would be able to see through each other and find out what we're made of.
Yeah, when I go through TSA after 5 hours of waiting, it always goes off, and I'm not wearing nothing. That's not true. Not true at all.
Dan, it's your lead colon.
That's right. My lead colon. Oh, my gosh, my lead colon. So, Dan, tell us, it's a big holiday. What other fun things should people be doing?
This is one of those few holidays over the summer that pretty much everybody has a cookout. And, you know, you've got people over there, and, you know, you got people that play games, people that don't play games, but you're looking for something to do over, you know, beer and pretzels or, you know, want something to do with the fam. So I've got a couple games that you can go to Target tomorrow and pick up really cheap, and they're less than $10. I get, and they come in a little box. I'm even going to throw it up here for anybody that's watching. The first one is called Rolling America. It's about $10. You can get it. And this is basically a dice-based game where everybody is... The biggest problem we kind of talk about in the past with things like Yahtzee is that when it's somebody's turn, nobody really gives a crap that's not their turn. So these games kind of give you something to do when it's everybody else's turn, kind of keeps you involved. And, you know, even though you can, it's not so heavy that you can't talk while you're doing it. Sure. But what Rolling America has different dice, different colored dice, and it has a little board of the United States. So you've got these little... basically the states, they're in these little squares and you're going to
little Tetris blocks, basically.
Exactly. And this one's a little more puzzly than the next one, but it's still pretty light, you know, lightweight. You're going to pick two dice out of the bag and they'll have different colors dice and you get a little bag with it. And then when you roll the dice, you have to put those numbers into the color of the state. You have to pick somewhere in that region and put that number. Now, there's adjacency rules when you do put other numbers. No number can be more than one away from the number, any number next to it. So okay. It's one big puzzle as you're doing it. Wow. Now, if you can't place, you have to put an X. You have a couple of things that they even let you do where you can change the color. You can guard, which means you can put any number and circle it. That's up to 3 times each one of those. And then another time you can do what's called a dupe, or just duplicate, where you can put the same number in twice, and then you just X off those things. Kind of gives you a little head start and a little way to cheat, so it's not just... Because obviously if you're just rolling dice, it's going to be really, really hard to do. So at least it gives you a little bit of that.
Right.
Then you just keep taking turns, and after you pull 6 dice out, you put them back in a bag, and then the next person would go, you know, it keeps rotating around, and then the dice go back in the bag. And then once you get towards the end, when it's 8 rounds, then everybody crosses out any blanks that are left in their states. You hand it to the person next to you, who gets to look and make sure that all the numbers are legal, or else then you get more X's. You just kind of count up the X's, and at least whoever has the least amount of X's wins.
That's really clever.
Yeah, it sounds all right. How long does a match like that last? Like, what's the game like?
15 minutes.
Oh, I like short ones. Short ones are good. Yeah,
exactly. It's perfect because you can do it while you're coming in and out from the grill and things like that, or, you know, while you're waiting for things to cook and just having a good time with everybody around a table. And it goes up to, it says 1+. So basically, you don't really care how many people are playing because there's no maximum or minimum. You can even play this solo.
Yeah.
So that's what's good things like that. Another one. By, I think it's the same company. It is Game Right. Yep. It's called Quicks. We've kind of mentioned this one a long, long time ago, that Quicks, because this was up for one of the games of the year years ago, and it actually got a Mensa Select Award.
Oh.
Now, in Quicks, same thing, like I was saying, how you're doing something on everyone's turn. On this particular one, you've got 6 dice that you're just passing around a table, kind of like a Yahtzee-like thing, but these have 2 white dice, then you got a blue, a red, a green, and a yellow die. Then you've also got another board here where it's another one of these cards where, you know, pieces of paper where you're crossing them off.
You're writing stuff, yeah.
And they go from 2 to 12 on the red and the yellow, and they go from 12 to 2 on the green and blue. So when the first person rolls the dice, everybody has to look at the sum of the white dice, and then you can cross off one of the numbers. You must go from left to right. Now, if it's not your turn, you're not forced to do anything. It just helps you to get X's on there. So you can, if you skip a number, you can never go back. So say in red, it goes up to 2 to 12. If you cross off the 4 first, you can't go back and do the 3 or the 2.
Gotcha.
And you're trying to get the most amount of X's in each one of those rows. Now, where the colored dice come in is the person whose turn it is then takes one of the white dice and any one of the colored dice, and it helps them get another one. So the person whose turn it is can get 2 X's off there, and everybody else can get 1 X on there. It kind of speeds it up a little bit. But again, it's another one of these where it's just fully a little bit of a puzzle, but a little bit of a not really. You know, you're kind of doing different things on each people's turn, and really just really heady, but not – you don't have to know anything or have to be good at these sort of things to be good at it or to have fun with it. It's just a real good time killer. Just a really – 2 really cool games that you get at Target, and I want to say $10.
Wow.
That's so cool. Yeah, and it seems like they could – they should bundle the two together because they basically use the same kind of dice.
Exactly.
Like just, you know, 4 different color or 5 different color dice or 6 or whatever. And just put them all, you know, put the 2 pads in the same box, give you all the dice.
Sure, why not?
And they'll probably, I would think that eventually they'll have a big
money.
One. I think eventually they may, because another game, I want to say it was called Quinto, which eventually we'll talk about. It was on the Spiel des Jahres. They have what's called a recommended list for the Spiel des Jahres. And they have things like Spyfall, which we talked about last year, and Quinto, which is made by the same company as Quicks. And it's, again, just another one where they've got a funky little thing where you're crossing off and you're using dice in unique ways. So eventually they're going to have a whole huge rack of these things at either your Barnes & Noble or your Target and things like that. So,
yeah. Well, cool. There you go. Very exciting stuff. Cool. Everyone's Monday could be better if you just take Dan's advice.
Yes. Right.
Dan, I will likely see you in a level of Overwatch soon.
Oh, yeah. Can I just pimp one thing?
Yeah, please.
So we just released an episode this week where we talked about, remember we talked about Star Wars Rebellion recently on the show? We were talking about that big, vast game. Whew, last week I played 2 games of it. It took us 9 hours to play 2 games of it, but we loved every minute of it.
I've heard that. I've heard it's awesome. Just
it's
a huge time killer.
Dude, it's so good. But it's so much more involved, and it doesn't feel like a slog like Risk. But what I really want people to check out is the episode before that, we did what we call a 15-minute power hour where we have 4 hosts, 4 of us, 4 topics and 15 minutes each topic, and each host actually gets to moderate one of the topics. And we had Ashley V. Robinson and Jason Inman in there with myself and my co-host Chris. We talked about movies, TV, comics, a little bit of everything. That show was amazing. Everybody, please go check out that show, and then you can check out the one about Star Wars Rebellion.
Nice.
I'm guessing you probably talked about Star Trek as well.
No, that was a couple weeks ago. I don't think we got any Star Trek.
Oh, really?
No.
You had the 2 Red Shirt Diaries folks on there. No Star Trek.
Exactly. But we did go pretty heavily into different DC things, so it was we did hit that aspect of it.
Nice. Yeah. All
thanks,
right,
guys.
Check it out, everybody. It's a Geek Jock blog on Twitter. And Dan, we'll talk to you soon, man. Take it easy.
Good holiday weekend.
All right, we'll see
you. You too, man. See ya.
All right.
Lots of fun.
Dan's good, man. All right, we're gonna take our leave.
Okay.
This will be the end of it. Thank
we're
you all
get
for
to
being
this
here.
Long weekend that's waiting ahead of us.
Yeah, it's just sitting there going, what are you doing? Patreon.com/TMS is why we do this show. You guys support us over there. We really appreciate it. Consider giving just a little bit even. We're not even, you know, not asking that much. Some of you are amazing contributors, but some of you are like, well, I can't do that. That's okay. Go over there and just do like $1 a month. Imagine that. That's just the lowest price you can pay for anything. And look how many episodes of TMS you get, including this extra one we do every week. Except for today, we only got one.
That's all right. Still $1 for all this entertainment. $1 a month. Come on. It's
hell
easy.
Of a deal. Oh my gosh, what a deal. Anyway, we stream.
And we would love you for it too.
Yeah, of course we would. We record this or stream this also at alphageekradio.com. Big thanks to them and the guys over at diamondclub.tv. Always a pleasure to be able to use their fantastic service. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. 801-471-0462 is where you'll send your voicemails, or you can email us your thoughts and attachments to themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson in Coverville. We'll be back on Tuesday. So everyone have a great holiday here in the States. All you international people, I'm sorry. I wish you had your own Memorial Day. Well, you probably do. It's just not that day.
Right.
But go remember things on Monday, okay? Is that it? That's it.
All right.
Play some music. What do you got?
I got something going out to Oak Dragon, who says, greetings, Slinky in the Brain. On May 25th, I'll have completed yet another journey around the big glowing ball of superheated plasma we call the sun. Mm. Way back when I was a young kid, my favorite aunt was a big fan of the Beatles. Her love for the Fab Four gave me an early appreciation for them. In honor of me and my dear Aunt Kathy, I'd like Brian to play something originally performed by the Beatles. Would the soundtrack of Across the Universe be too much? Probably. In that case, how about a song that combines the old love for the Beatles with the newer love for Pamplemousse? In case that's not possible, could Scott answer the age-old question, do you have scooters?
Oh my gosh, this is old school.
It's an age-old question, isn't it?
We got scooters.
No, wait.
We got scooters.
No.
We got scooters.
Well, these kids are so cute, but those aren't the ones I'm looking for. Can't try this one. Scooters. This one?
I got scooters.
No.
We got scooters. Ah, we got scooters.
That's the best I got. I don't have the old ladies anymore. I'm sure I do. I just don't know where they are. Anyway, nice.
All right. Well, hopefully listening to this will distract you from the fact that you don't have the actual scooters clip.
Of course.
This is Pamplemousse from an album they released last year. I didn't know this existed, so I was so excited that Oak Dragon mentioned this. From the album Besides, which I'm guessing contains all their B-sides. See what they did there? Here is Pamplemousse and their cover of the Beatles, Come Together.
Okay. I may have found it.
Environmentally conscious? And then you say... lose your license because of the DWI?
Scooters.
And you both together, you say, we got scooters. You say that together.
Don't want to offend nobody.
I miss those ladies. Oh, yeah. They're amazing. Okay, here's that song. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Take it easy and be good. One thing I This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Jill!